Hey, congratulations, Roger. You're obviously known for your pass blocking at Washington. What's it, how have you kind of sunk in? How's it going to feel to be a pass blocking for Lamar Jackson?
I mean, as soon as I heard Baltimore, that's first thing that came to my mind, blocking for Lamar, an elite level quarterback, an MVP level quarterback. I mean, it's a dream come true. I mean, Baltimore is one of those places where it's been a historic program for such a long time, and just to hear my name called and have everybody in the staff come and congratulate me, it was such a great feeling.
We'll go to Garrett Downing.
Hey Roger, congratulations.
Thank you.
For you, obviously played a right tackle at Washington. Just kind of, what do you feel like is your best position here at the NFL level, and how do you feel like your game projects to this next level?
Yeah. I mean, I'm most for sure comfortable with tackle, both tackles. I grew up playing left and then kind of got switched over to right. But my main thing is I just want to come in and compete and earn wins, help this team earn wins for the program. And it means a lot to me that Baltimore chose me at this position. And I take a lot of pride in playing offensive line, especially offensive tackle. So
Jeff Zeribek.
Roger, what was your level of interaction with the Ravens? Did you come to Baltimore for a pre-draft visit? Did you meet with them at the combine? And did you kind of have a feeling that they were going to be one of the teams that was going to be interested you here in that second round?
I mean, I met with them first at Senior Bowl, kind of briefly within the scouts, and then I think that progressed on to a combine visit, and I had a formal meeting with them, and that went super well. I remember you have the allotted 17 or 20 minutes, whatever it was, and our meeting ended up going 10 minutes. Coach Harbaugh and the offensive line coach and the rest of the staff really said, "Hey man, like you check all the boxes. I mean, there's no need to spend all 17 minutes on this." So I knew from there. My meeting went super well with them at the combine, and then I didn't end up doing a 30 visit, but that's kind of all the extent was. And yeah.
We'll go Childs Walker and then Ryan Mink.
Yeah, hey Roger, congratulations. Where do you feel like you have the most room to grow in your game?
Yeah, I mean, for me as an offensive lineman, I feel I'm my own biggest critic. I feel like there's a super, it's unbelievable to say, but I think there's a lot in my games that I need to critique and get better at, So when it comes back to game film, I wish I could give you one strong answer, but I mean, I got a whole lot to work on my game. My game isn't perfect, but I feel like I have certain strengths in certain areas and certain weaknesses in areas. But I mean, it's all brought in on offensive line. It could be get off. It could be hand placement, A to Z, really. So.
Ryan Mink.
Roger, congratulations. Yeah, I just want to build off those strengths that you see. Where do you feel like right now are the biggest strengths in your game?
Yeah, I mean, just coming from college, we were pass heavy offense. So obviously, I feel very confident in my pass set, but also my run blocking. I feel like my run blocking is underrated. We were kind of in that spread offense, kind of spread offense, run scheme, zone scheme. But I mean, it doesn't matter what scheme it is. I mean, I feel confident within run pass screens, getting out in space. I just feel confident in all. So.
We'll go to Brian Wacker and then Gianna Han.
Hey Roger, congratulations.
Thank you.
You mentioned your run blocking. Obviously, Derrick Henry here just got here. How excited kind of are you to be able to block for him, and sort of how familiar are you with the Raven scheme and what Todd Monken likes to do and so forth?
Yeah. As soon as you brought up Derrick Henry, I mean, that was one of the first things when I thought Baltimore, you think Lamar, and then you think the new addition of Derrick Henry. You get a guy that high level running, and a guy who runs hard, trusts his O lineman. I know he loves his O lineman from just watching him back when he was at Tennessee, and to see him now finally on Baltimore, it's super exciting. And just to know that I'm going to get reps at blocking for Derrick Henry, it's something that you don't really think of growing up watching him when he was at Alabama, and then he wins the Heisman, and then kind of come full circle and get a block for a guy like that. It's super special.
Thank you.
Gianna?
Congratulations. Kind of going off of the last question in response. When it comes to blocking Lamar, what you've seen just watching him, is there anything unique that entails, since he is a very different type of quarterback? Obviously, he can lift your game, but is there anything you'll have to adjust to learn to play with Lamar?
No, I mean, I think obviously Lamar's one of his strong suits is his ability to scramble and get it out of the pocket. But a lot of that came with Mike Penix back at school. Before he kind of came to Washington and everyone saw him as a true pocket passer and seen what he can do in practice, he would definitely burge out and kind of get in that scramble mindset. And I learned to adapt to it very quickly. I mean, thankfully he didn't have to do that too much in games, but I mean, in practice it was on. And when it came to that scramble mentality that he had when it needs to be, and going from Lamar's standing there, and he'll grip it and rip it, but he'll also get out in the pocket when he needs to. So I'm excited.
We'll go Nikhil, and then back to Jeff Zarebek.
Hi, Roger. Congratulations. Welcome to Baltimore. I know someone already asked you a little bit about what your feel is about Todd Monken's offense, but coming from that Washington offense, how do you feel like what you did in that Washington offense is going to translate directly to the NFL?
Yeah. I mean, just from Todd's offense, when he's in that gun formation, I know he trusts his offensive line very much so, especially the edges and the tackles. And, you know, I think just that supreme confidence within his offensive line within the pass game and also run game, I mean, it speaks millions to what I could bring to the table and coming in and competing. And, yeah.
Roger, have you gotten a sense from the Ravens where – whether it's going to be the right or left side, or is it just not gotten specific yet with that?
And it hasn't gotten really specific. Obviously I think, you know, I played right, the majority of my career with my starts, but, I'm flexible to just come in and compete for both. You know, that's my main thing. I just want to come in and compete and, earn the respect of my teammates and, the coaches. And yeah.
We'll go to Kyle Barber.
Hey, Roger, congratulations. You know, in pass protecting for Michael Penix, being a left-handed quarterback, on the right side, you're essentially protecting his blind side. Just how translatable is that for your game on the right side with pass protection? Do you think that kind of gave you a benefit in refining your pass protection skills?
Absolutely. I mean, just knowing your blind side, you know, you got to sharpen up your edges. You can't get loose on an edge and give up an edge pressure, because, you know, quarterback's not going to be able to see it. But, I mean, there's just those added extra I don't even think it's pressure to me. I think it's a privilege, you know, those privileges that come with the blind side. And, you know, especially my 2 years of starting and having that left-handed quarterback, you know, I ate all that pressure up and took it for all it was worth. So, yeah.
Ryan Mink and then Jonas Schaefer.
Yeah, Roger, one thing the draft pundits talked about is your weight at 310 at your pro day. Is that something, are you looking to put on more weight, or is that where you feel comfortable because of your great mobility?
Yeah, like you said, I just want to make sure I'm mobile, feel athletic. So I can probably range from 315 to 305. It really doesn't matter. I just want to feel strong, especially mobile, feel athletic on the edge, and get out in space. So that's my main thing. So if that's 315, 320, 310, my weight can vary. I'm not like one strong weight. It could vary as long as I feel good at that weight, running around and taking sets and getting off on runs. I feel ready.
Hey, Roger, congratulations. Was there a offensive lineman for you growing up who you modeled your game after? And then secondly, did you kind of get a sense from the Ravens whether they would encourage your kind of aggressive style on pass sets? I mean, will you be bringing the 44 special to Baltimore? Or is that a little bit too far down the road?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I just want to come in and compete right away, you know, whether obviously I got to use the technique that coach wants to install. And, coach has a really good plan for offensive linemen that come in. And, you know, growing up, I watched a lot of the Joe Staley's. You know, I'm thankful to have him in my corner training. And, you know, I've heard stories about my old D-line coach in high school. Yeah, his name's Travis Kersky. He was UCLA teammates with Jonathan Ogden. And, you know, that's he told me crazy stories of how Jonathan Ogden was such a legend over here. And, yeah.
Did you ever get to meet Ogden?
No, I didn't. I've heard he's one of the biggest humans, at least my D-line coaches has ever met. And Travis Kersky was not a small individual, to say the least. So
we'll go to Brian Wacker and then close it out with Jeff Zarebek.
Hey, Roger, I know you're also a pretty good basketball player back in high school. Just how much, did that help, in terms of your footwork and mobility? And two, how do you think that translates, to your skill set?
Yeah, absolutely. Going back to my O-line meetings with Coach Huff, in the O-line room, basically what would happen was he's like, get to a good point, get to a good position to punch and pass pro. And then once you're there, it's basically just playing basketball with them. And that for me just clicked right away, like you said. Whether that's you're guarding a guy in the perimeter and interior, you block a guy with your feet first. And I find that very, very true with offensive line play. So, I mean, that basketball background definitely helps me out a ton. So
did you have a favorite basketball player growing up?
I wouldn't say I really had one, but I've really, being a Colorado kid and, I've really come to love Jokic's game, just how he plays and how he dominates, and it makes it look so easy. I think just bringing those same skill traits to offensive line and, I'd love to dominate and make it look easy. So